I love you. You belong to me.
No. People don't belong to people.
Of course they do.
I'm not going to let anyone put me in a cage.
I don't want to put you in a cage. I want to love you.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Holly?
I'm not Holly. I'm not Lula May either. I don't know who I am. We're a couple of no-name slobs. We belong to nobody, and nobody belongs to us. We don't even belong to each other.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 4th, 2017. Today is the birthday of actress, fashion icon, and philanthropist Audrey Hepburn, born in 1929 in Brussels, Belgium. At age 22, she starred in the Broadway production of Gigi. 2 years later, she appeared in the film Roman Holiday with Gregory Peck. In 1961, she set new fashion standards as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. She is one of only four actresses to win an Emmy, a Tony, a Grammy, and an Academy Award. In her later years, acting took a back seat to her philanthropic work on behalf of children. During much of World War II, she studied dance at the Arnhem Conservatory in the Netherlands. After the Nazis invaded the country, she and her mother struggled to survive, and she reportedly helped the resistance movement by delivering messages, according to an article in the New York Times. After the war, she continued to study ballet in Amsterdam and later in London. In 1948, she made her stage debut as a chorus girl in the musical High Button Shoes. More small parts on the British stage followed. Next, she went to New York to star in the Broadway production of Gigi, based on the book by the French writer Colette. Only a few weeks after the play premiered, news reports surfaced that she was being wooed by Hollywood. 2 years later, she took the world by storm in Roman Holiday. Audiences and critics alike were wowed by her portrayal of Princess Anne, a royal who escapes the constrictions of her title for a short time. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance. The next year, she returned to the Broadway stage to star in the sad romantic fantasy Ondine with Mel Ferrer. The two also made a dynamic pair offstage and were married in Switzerland on September 25, 1954. Stepping away from lighthearted fare, she co-starred in the film adaptation of Tolstoy's War and Peace with her husband Mel Ferrer and Henry Fonda in 1956. 3 years later, she played Sister Luke in The Nun's Story, which earned her yet another Academy Award nomination. Following that stellar performance, she went on to the John Huston-directed Western, The Unforgiven, with Burt Lancaster. Returning to her glamorous roots, she set new fashion standards in Breakfast at Tiffany's, based on a novella by Truman Capote. She received her fourth Academy Award nomination for her work on the film. For the rest of the 1960s, she took on a variety of roles. She starred with Cary Grant in the romantic thriller Charade, played the lead in the film version of the popular musical My Fair Lady, and starred as a blind woman in the suspenseful tale Wait Until Dark, opposite Alan Arkin. In her later years, acting took a back seat to her work on behalf of children. A goodwill ambassador for UNICEF, she traveled the world trying to raise awareness about children in need. She understood all too well what it was like to go hungry from her days in the Netherlands during the German occupation. She won a special Academy Award for her humanitarian work in 1993, but she did not live long enough to receive it. Audrey Hepburn died of cancer on January 20, 1993, at her home in Switzerland. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 4th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.